Durante los últimos 6 años, un juez justo al sur de Seattle se llevó a cabo corte de tráfico en español solamente un día al mes.
You might not have understood what you just heard, so let me translate it for you. For the last 6 years, a judge just south of Seattle held a Spanish-only traffic court one day a month. It was the only active bilingual court in Washington State, and it was a small one at that. Just a judge, the defendants, and sometimes a bailiff. Judge Veronica Alicea Galvan told Jeannie Yandel the idea for a bilingual court came to her when she got to work one day. Her interpreter was nowhere to be found.
I figured I speak Spanish. They speak Spanish. Let's do it in Spanish. Everything is done just as I would in English. So me saying, ¿por qué estaba conduciendo en exceso de velocidad? Is the same as, why were you speeding? And they tell me, porque iba tarde al trabajo, because I was late to work.
How is it different for someone to be able to communicate directly with you, the judge, in Spanish, instead of having an interpreter there?
Well, you can imagine me starting to speak Spanish or conduct this interview in Spanish. That would be the difference. You don't understand what I'm saying. Now, we could have somebody in here who could tell you what I was saying, but there would always be that little nagging doubt. Are they fully and fairly representing everything that I'm saying? Is it being stated exactly? Is this person hearing and understanding what I have to say? So I think that there's always that sense of relief that the person speaks your language.
How do you know that? What did you observe from the people that you were talking with in your traffic court when you held a Spanish-only traffic court?
I felt the anxiety lessen. You can see when people appear before you, obviously coming to court is already a tense and anxious occasion. A municipal or district court hearing is probably the only time they're ever going to be before a judge. So to have the ability to be able to communicate with a judge is very important. And you can see it, that they're very anxious, they're tense, they're worried. Some people may not understand that they can't be sent to jail for an infraction. So there's all of this worry and tension. And you add to that the fact that you don't understand the language that's being spoken, and it even leads to more tension. What I saw was a profound look of relief on individuals' faces. When I started speaking in Spanish, they would like not believe it sometimes. And they'd be like, you speak Spanish. And I'm like, clearly, indeed I do.
Beyond language, what are the challenges of talking to someone, communicating with someone in a courtroom who doesn't speak English?
Even the process that we use here in the United States is foreign. We always pride ourselves, and I think we should, for the system of justice that we've established. For example, the system of trial by jury, the idea that citizens are called upon to serve the justice system is a fascinating one. It's one of the few times that you are called in service to your country. But when you explain to somebody from another country the fact that somebody who doesn't know them, somebody who may not have the training or legal knowledge will be sitting in judgment of the facts is a scary thought. So sometimes it's not only the vocabulary that is foreign, but it's the entire concept. And that can be a daunting task.
I'm talking with Veronica Alicea Galvan. She's a judge, and for 6 years, once a month, she held a Spanish-only traffic court in Des Moines, south of Seattle. We're talking about where the idea for that court came from and what it was like to run that court once a month for 6 years. Currently, there are more than 100 languages spoken in Washington State. So beyond requiring interpreters, what do you think the state should do to ensure that people are heard and understood in the court system and in the language they're comfortable speaking?
Where possible, and particularly for languages that are extremely common, try to have forms that are available to individuals, websites, access to resources. Sometimes I hear, this is America, you should speak English. And I would say I have to disagree with that, because particularly in our court system, it shouldn't belong to any one language. I think justice is a language all its own, and we should try to do the best we can to ensure that it's happening.
Well, you've been appointed to a new position now. You've been appointed to the King County Superior Court. What have you learned about your own job as a judge from this experience?
Being a judge at any level of court, you have the ability to impact individuals. you have an ability to impact people's lives. Decisions that you make can take people away from their families, can cause people financial hardships. I think that the legitimacy of our decisions are dependent upon the perception and the public trust and confidence that people have. So what I think I learned, or what I know I learned, frankly, is that granting individuals access through language is one of the many ways that they have greater trust and confidence in the decisions that are being made.
What does it mean to you to be able to do that?
It means everything. It means everything.
Why?
I think growing up, my father spoke only Spanish, and I can recall a time when I was very young when I would go to court and interpret for him. And in court, there were no interpreters, and the judge asked if I would relay the information. So whatever the judge was telling me, I was telling my dad, and whatever my dad wanted the judge to hear, I would tell the judge. I'm kind of frightened at the thought that my interpretation of a language could lead to a fine or to something else. So I'm very glad that we have standards now, that there are certified interpreters. Those standards didn't exist back in the 70s. But most of all, the ability to see somebody from that background, somebody who speaks Spanish, being able to be part of that justice system and to understand perhaps the difficulties in accessing justice that person is now on the bench.
Judge Veronica Alicea Galvan spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Galvan was just appointed to King County Superior Court. With her new job came the end of Washington's only bilingual court, but Judge Galvan says she hopes to continue some form of bilingual justice.